This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our recent studies of 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 18, we have encouraged you to answer the questions, are you making progress in your church life and in coping with the normal circumstances of life? Now let's study verses 19 through 22 and use what we learned to answer the question, are you making progress in your personal growth in Christ? Verse 19 says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. This implies there is a fire present. It might be no more than glimmering coals. It might only be a flicker. Paul says, don't let the fire go out. Actually, his words are not just encouraging preserving what's there. He implies, don't intentionally put out the fire the Holy Spirit has kindled in your heart. If you look at this even closer, he is telling them to stop doing what they were doing. To maintain a fire requires stoking it, adding fuel, and making sure it gets some oxygen. In the spiritual realm, stoking would involve interacting with fellow believers who can hold you accountable, or as Hebrews 10:25 says, provoke one another. Adding fuel would include regular exposure to the Word of God, the Bible. Oxygen would be like praying for the wind of God's Spirit to constantly move on your heart. Putting out the Spirit's fire would involve choosing not to do these things, like avoiding responsible, accountable relationships or neglecting listening to, reading, and meditating on God's Word. It would also include not praying for a special ongoing work of the Spirit, or worse, telling God to get off your back. That's both foolish and dangerous. Take a reality check.